Monday, the 6th of July, 2015. Urban Cycleways. Last week, the Prime Minister, John Key, and the Minister for Transport, Simon Bridges, announced $333 million for 41 new urban cycleways. These will be in 15 cities throughout the country and will be built in the next 3 years, starting very soon. Auckland will get 30% of the money, Wellington 22%, Christchurch 21%, and 27% will go to the rest of the country. The government already provided $100 million earlier this year. Local government will provide $99 million, and the rest of the money comes from the National Land Transport Fund. John Key and Simon Bridges cycled along a cycle path after the announcement. Urban cycleways will be separated from roads and will have their own traffic lights at intersections. Many of these cycleways will link with schools to encourage children to bike to school. There will be safe cycleways into cities for people commuting to work. Already, Auckland has seen a 20% increase in the number of cycle journeys, with a 43% increase in morning commuters since 2011. The Kingsland Northwest Cycleway is the most popular, with about 1,000 people cycling to work in the middle of summer. Cycling is the fastest growing method of transport in other towns and cities too. The benefits include improved health from physical activity, fewer traffic jams on the roads, and greater enjoyment. Some cities like Napier-Hastings and New Plymouth already have good cycleways, but would like more. Generation Zero, a group of young people concerned about the environment, has been pushing for more cycleways. Many other groups have shown their support also. Finally, the government has listened.